Welcome to the Closing Culture Podcast. I am your host, Sean Slaughter, real estate agent and investor. This real estate podcast goes on top of the roof, behind the wall, and under the flow to show you how real estate really works. What's good? Welcome to Closing Culture. I am your host, Sean Slaughter, real estate agent and investor. And on this podcast, we talk about real estate and life because real estate is life. And pardon me if you hear me sniff a little bit. I'm dealing with a little bit of cold for the last, couple of episodes. And so just pardon my sniffles. Today, I want to talk about your environment. I want to talk about where you grew up. I want to talk about where you're living now. Obviously, as a real estate agent, I'm always helping people get into and out of certain environments. But I don't think we realize many times just how impactful your environment can be on you as an individual. And so when you're buying a home or you're moving into a place, you're not just buying a place to live, you're buying a place that's going to shape you and your family. Many families that I help are really concerned about the school system, the street that they'll be on, the neighborhood that they'll be in, for good reason, because they understand that where their kids hang out, go to school, and who they're around shapes part of them, right? Nature and nurture. Nature is the thing that you're already born with, the thing that's already in you, but nurture is the nurturing or the shaping of you by your family, by your environment, friends, all that other type of stuff. So I just want to talk about three ways that your environment can either make you or break you. Number one, your environment shapes how you see the world. So I live here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, but I'm originally from Queens, New York. So I grew up in Queens, grew up in the hood, moved to Brooklyn for a little bit, grew up in the hood there. And initially, the way that I saw the world was dangerous, right? It was a place where I saw big rats and I saw roaches. It was a place where I saw prostitution, I saw drugs, I saw drug addicts and dealers outside of the buildings. It was a place where if I wanted to go outside, I can get into a fight, run into an enemy. My mother was really, really concerned. My parents were really concerned just about me going out. I remember living in Brooklyn, there was a corner store that had, show you how old I am. It had the Mario Brothers video game. Not the Super Mario Brothers, the Mario Brothers, where Donkey Kong is throwing the barrel and he's running and jumping the barrel, right? I remember wanting to go play that video game and, you know, just my parents being concerned. It was right around the corner. But, you know, and where we live, anything can happen, right? And so it shapes how you see the world. And the world is so big and there's so many other things that are happening in the world. But as you grow up, all you know is what you know. So if all you know is poverty, if all you know is drugs, that will shape how you respond to other people. Particularly if you think, I call it like this. Where you grow up shapes your filter. A filter is like this pair of glasses, all right? And as you grow up, you get a pair of glasses placed on you, and those glasses are tinted with a certain color, right? Blue, red, green, yellow. And let's just say red represents violence, and you grew up around violence. Then the way that you see the world is through violence. The way that you see the world, maybe you grew up in a household that's awesome and wonderful, and you know both parents are there, and both are working and you get all your needs met, then you may see the world with rose-colored glasses. Everything is beautiful and everything is pretty. And so it makes sense for us to understand where we grew up because we could be looking at the world in a way that is unique to us but not unique to others. We could be treating people in a way that is unique to us but different for them, right? So that's why the environment is so important, because it shapes how you see the world, how you move, and how you even deal with people. Next, your environment conditions you, okay? it creates a certain type of person in you. I remember growing up, and of course, we lived in poverty. My friends lived in poverty. We talked a certain way. We had certain mannerisms. I remember when I was younger, I used to be like, nah, me. Yeah, me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me. After every sentence, hey, yo, we're going to the store. Yeah, me. Yo, you know what I'm saying? We're going to da 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 da. Yeah, me. You know what I'm saying? It was just how I grew up. And then you get into more formal places, and I felt awkward because I was conditioned to move and talk in a certain way that fit my neighborhood, but may not have fit another environment that was unlike my neighborhood. And what happens is now you feel like you have limitations. It can make you feel stupid. At least it did for me. It can make you feel less than because you live in this environment and you only have a certain experience. I think the best environments are environments where you get to have just different types of experiences, whether it's your neighborhood and then the library and then the park and then the zoo. Like, that's why all those things are so important in a community, because you having different experiences and your children having different experiences are important for you to being a well-rounded individual. But if you're the type of individual that only lived a certain type of experience, like, this is where racism and prejudice comes from. This is where ignorance comes from. Because you never got out of a certain type of way of viewing the world. I grew up on a farm. All I know is farms. All I know is cattle. And so you never seen another side, and you only view life through, you know, your colored glasses. I grew up in the hood. That's all I know is hood. No, life is bigger than that. Life is bigger than your environment. And so it is very important that, especially now as an adult and you have children, or you don't have children and you're maybe, you know, newlywed and getting married, it's so important that you're choosing the environment that you're going to be in, particularly for a long time. Sometimes you're going to move an environment for 3, 4, 5 years. That's cool. But the other times, you're going to make this your home. You're going to raise kids. That environment is super, super, super important. I know when we moved to Virginia, we bought a house for $99,000, a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. It was in a cul-de-sac. And for my two girls, that environment was so important for them. It was so rich for them. It was a cul-de-sac, so, you know, wasn't a lot of traffic coming through. All of our neighbors were really, really cool. We all looked out for each other as far as our kids. And, you know, we trusted our kids with them, and they trusted their kids with us. And, you know, we had neighbors that can watch our kids. And I was very fortunate that our daughters grew up in an environment that was really, really healthy for them. Now, as they got into, I want to say like middle school, the environment, I want to say late middle school for my oldest child, the environment started to change. All of a sudden, we start hearing random gunshots, breaking in cars like 2 or 3 times a year. And I remember my daughters coming to us because they slept towards the front of the house, and we switched rooms with them because they were scared of the gunshots. They didn't grow up with gunshots, not like me and my wife did. They were scared of the gunshots. They were scared to go to sleep. So all of a sudden, the environment that was just fun and a great place to be now felt dangerous, and you had to be cautious. And so I know many times, you know, you don't have a choice, right? Because of money, because of poverty, because of whatever, you don't have a choice. But it's good just to be knowledgeable of what the environment is doing so that you can try to offset as much as possible. And lastly, your environment can increase or decrease your mental health. You know, I talk to my wife a lot about this, and she grew up in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and we both talk about, probably more for her than even for me, growing up in Queens, how just always being on guard, right? Always being tense, coming home from school and always being afraid. And we're not even going to talk about if, you know, the family life you grew up in was a mess. So now your family life inside the house is a mess. And then you walk outside the house and you have to deal with that. It's just, you know, it does something to your body to where you're always anxious. Like this is where like it's like the creation of anxiety, right? Where you're always anxious, you're always tense, you're always afraid, you're always fearful because the environment that you're in is just not safe. You're always worried, you're always concerned, you're always, I remember one time being a teenager and I remember we moved, I think I was 15, we moved upstate New York out of the city. And we were around like trees and things like that. And I hated it. I didn't understand it. It was actually a blessing in disguise, but I didn't understand it at the time. But it felt weird to me. It felt awkward because we were used to a city environment. And that peace felt weird. And isn't that weird to where your mental health can be affected so much? You can be so used to the pressure and the stress and the oppressiveness of a bad neighborhood that when you get out of that neighborhood, the peace and the calmness feels weird. It's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to be. But additionally, the environment that you're in can increase your mental health. So we live in an area now where, you know, we have trees around us. We have, you know, nice land on our property. I'm actually looking out of the window right now into our backyard, which is trees, and I can't see any houses. The houses on the side of us are spaced apart. And so now when we are feeling stressed, we come home from work, I'm showing houses, I've been driving all over God's creation showing houses, I'm negotiating a deal. I can walk into the yard and just look at the trees, listen to the birds, and it actually brings a calming effect. You know, it's almost like going to the, you know, the beach, going to a river and sitting down, listening to the water. Like nature, peace, a peaceful environment is very, very important for your mental health. So as you're looking for homes, you want to keep these things in mind. And maybe your money is not to the point to where you can get that. Maybe you don't even want that. People say, I don't want to live around trees and stuff like that. They want to live, you know, in a more city environment. That's cool. You can still find environments, you know, within a city atmosphere or even a suburban atmosphere that still give you an element of peace and the conditioning that it'll have on your kids. And I know, you know, people in the comments, well, you're supposed to be raising your kids. Of course you raise your kids, but your kids go to school. All right. So they're being conditioned. All right. But the way that your environment shapes your world, just make sure as you're looking for homes, I always tell my clients this. I say, look, you can do whatever you want to do, but personally, I look neighborhood first and then home. As I'm going to the home, I'm looking around the neighborhood, the stores, the so and so forth, just to see what is it like going in and out of this place? How do I feel leaving and coming back to this place? That's what's going to make your house feel like a home. That's one of the major factors in making your house feel like a home, coming in and out of that environment and how that environment feels, because that feeling can either be relaxed and peaceful or it can be tense and stressful. So choose the right environment for you and your family. Well, that's it, y'all. Make sure you follow me on the socials at Sean Slaughter Homes. Interact with me. We're always putting videos up there. And this is Closing Culture. I'm Sean Slaughter. Be good to yourself and to somebody else.